Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. As always, for those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this blog talk show, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And if you tried to listen to last week's channel and couldn't get through, Blog Talk has since fixed their technical difficulties, and so all should be open and available now if you want to go back to last week's Blog Talk show. Let's see what happens the next few days. There seems to be a whole lot going on. My sleep patterns have been very regular, and all sorts of little things are popping up. So let's see what we get. Dear ones, yes, indeed, little things have been popping up. Computers, technical difficulties, all of this. There are a lot of energies floating about now, and so as you are changing, so are the electrical magnetic poles and all of that. A whole lot of change is happening right now, some of which you have noted, other pieces you have not, but you are changing, as is the overall globe that you call the Earth. So do not fret, do not be concerned. Some of you might have noted financial difficulties or changes in your finances. Some of you might have noted other things. Brenda is requiring a new computer, you know, all sorts of little things like that. And, of course, if you are living in that phase right now, they do not seem like little things. But what it is shouting to you in ways that you perhaps cannot necessarily comprehend now is new. New. It's all about new. Is replacing that which is more invested in the old with something new. And so it is that, in a sense, you are shedding the old both within your body and in your physical world. Now, this might happen in a number of ways, from changing jobs or losing your job to home repairs to technical difficulties to whatever, but please be aware that whatever is ending is doing so for a reason. So when you are perhaps in a bit of despair because how will I afford this, or how, why did this happen, or why am I thinking of this person, or why is this person not in my life or back in my life, is look within to see what meaning that has for you, for your totality. What is the meaning of that? Is that is where you are at now. What is the meaning of that for me? It is not about the job or the house or your technical equipment or your clothing or what. It is what is changing in your life that it is time to move on. Do you see what we are saying? It is time to move on. And so you are shedding pieces that are tied to the old you, but have little to do with who you are becoming. And in most cases, you will find that what is being, whatever physical means is being replaced with, is better than what it was before. Do you see? I deserve more. Now, some of you are saying, well, I lost my job. There's nothing better there. Because a job no longer fits you. Now it is time to find something that fits you better. or clothing or whatever. It is about what is fits you better, what suits you better, what is better for you, higher and better. You see what is happening is those pieces that no longer are right for you are rapidly disappearing. Now you're saying, how do you know if it isn't just an element instead of the big piece or whatever? Again, ask yourself. So there, that is one big part for the next few days, is those items that break or need to be replaced or need to be removed no longer suit you. One. Two, you are becoming stronger and stronger. Those pieces that might be disappearing or need repair or whatever, a year ago might have sent you into a deep depression. What is happening now? You were saying, oh, okay, I don't like this, but what am I going to do about it? Do you see the difference? And so it is, you are garnering your power. You are gathering your power. Because you know deep within you, and you are beginning to realize on a more human level how powerful you are. Now, some of you listening to this say, oh, this is just poppycock. You've been telling us this for years. This is nothing new, powerful, things. Just there's a difference. You might not yet know it, but there is a difference. And, of course, the equinox is also a time of big shifting. You see what we are saying? And this year is all about collecting yourself and knowing who you are. Please remember this, collecting yourself and knowing who you are. That actually has two elements in it. Collecting yourself means welcoming all parts of your being into you. You know, you have welcomed your segments before, but in the past, welcoming segments allowed them space within your being. It is as if you have a car that has, you can change the speed from the Sunday driving, plotting speed to race speed. And even though you knew you had your race speed, you didn't quite dare push that button. And what you're doing now is you're pushing the button not for long, just for a few seconds. You're pushing that speed button. And you're saying, oh, this is fun, but I can't have too much fun. I'll tone it back to the plotting speed for the most part. But you're testing it, you see? That's what we're saying about welcoming your segments. You're welcoming the personalities of your segments as well as welcoming the segments. You're allowing it to be. Now, there's one piece we wish to address, yes, before we close. Brenda alluded to that she was having some sleeping issues, that she would wake a lot. She didn't go into specifics. That's not important. But what is happening is some of you, including Brenda, are welcoming the new segments in, which is stressful. You know, as you know, in the human world, any change, whether it's good or bad, is stressful until you adapt. But she is also continuing to help others in her sleep time. And what she needs to remember to do, as those of you who are having sleep difficulties, is to allow those others to move on their own. They do not need to attach themselves to you. You are not a guru. You are a human spiritual entity, a powerful angel, but you are not a guru. And that is what many of those who are approaching you in your sleep are thinking. Well, I'll attach myself to please excuse me. I will close for now. This is Brenda. I will talk to you again next week. It's obvious time for me to close. I'm so sorry. Good day.